For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team home and home with North Dakota this week. Took 5 out of 6 last week with St. Thomas, joined by Adam Flamang. Adam, you guys don't play terribly well the first 2 periods against Minnesota. You play great in the 3rd period, made a game out of it. Played great from the get-go against Minnesota in game 2. You win the game. Maybe you don't play as great last week against St. Thomas. You get 5 out of 6 points. Welcome to college hockey, right?
Exactly. I mean, Coach has been talking about the last couple of weeks just being consistent and having a full 60 minutes of hard and Beaver hockey. And I think on obviously the Gopher win, we did that. And then we played St. Thomas Friday. We didn't, but we got lucky and found a way to get 2 out of 3 points there and finish the weekend off with 3. So it's good.
What does that say about a team when they maybe don't play as well as they want to and they can still go get 5 out of 6?
Yeah, that's huge. You got to find a way, even though maybe it's not there that particular weekend, and that's what we did.
As a player, and I realize every forward's going to be different, lines have been, for lack of a better term, blown up here as of late. Do you struggle with consistency when you are with different guys, or doesn't it matter as much to you?
I mean, I think throughout my hockey career and every one of these guys' hockey careers, you've been on different lines, so I don't think it matters too much. But for me this year, I've had a kind of a slow start, so hopefully I can get it going here this weekend.
For lack of a better term, coaching staff has maybe challenged a guy or two, or maybe all of you in that locker room. Again, I don't want you to speak for the other players, but for you, how do you respond to being challenged a little bit?
Yeah, I think you just got to get back to the basics, and that's hitting guys, forechecking hard, sitting in front of the net, playing smart, and Beaver hockey, just being all around a good hockey player. And I think if you take care of the little things and the things you can control, the puck will start finding the back of the net for you, or as getting assists as well.
As a player, is it safe for me to assume that you already knew when a coach was going to challenge you a little bit what was coming?
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a slow start and you're not playing well, especially when you know that, the coaches know that as well. So they're obviously going to want to get more out of you and challenge you, and that's how it should be.
Got a bunch of young guys that have certainly stepped up as of late. Issa obviously comes to mind immediately. But you remember your first game in the Ralph. How much do you need to tell some of these young guys what they're in for this weekend?
Yeah, I was actually talking to Lundy today at practice. His only 2 college games are going to be against the Gophers and against North Dakota. So that's kind of a welcome to college hockey moment there. But yeah, I think it's just enjoying it, looking around, seeing the Ralph, seeing the packed building, and just thinking, wow, how lucky I am to be up in Midgee State and be playing in big games like this.
This may sound like a silly question, but once the game starts, do you notice any of that other nonsense going on around you, or do you just notice noise?
No, not really. You're on a rink, so they're all really the same. But definitely in warm-ups, especially when I was a freshman, I was like, holy smokes, this is crazy. But once the pucks drop, you know, you're just playing hockey.
What is it about this team that you like the most right now, and where do you think you guys need to improve the most?
Yeah, I think all around we're very deep. We got a good forward group, good D-core. Obviously, Schulze's playing unbelievable. I think just consistency. Like, we played great against the Gophers, and then we come in on Friday, maybe don't play our best. So I think just kind of building that consistency, and I think hopefully, I mean, we've won 3 in a row, so hopefully we can keep it going here.
Best of luck.
Thank you.